tiny public school district in Northwest Michigan has found an unusual way to raise big money. I'm Lindsay Smith. Manistee Area Public Schools has had its share of budget problems.
Several years ago, we were very, very low in our fund balance. When I'm saying low, I mean like $40,000.
That's Ken Cott. He's the assistant principal of Manistee's high school / middle school. I met him in the gym during a summer basketball camp, because he's also the athletic director.
We looked at everything and anything, including athletics activities, paper, anything we could come up with to see where can we save money.
They got rid of freshman sports teams. They consolidated some school buildings. They offered teachers at the top of the pay scale incentives to leave. And they found a new way to make money. They opened a virtual charter school, Michigan Great Lakes Virtual Charter Academy. The new online school is based out of an old office building in downtown Manistee.
This is the Briney building.
Kendall Schroeder has been its superintendent since the school opened 2 years ago. He says no one quite anticipated the success they would have.
One day we were excited we had 30 students, and the next day we had 300.
The growth was insane that first year. High school principal Abby Brown says it didn't slow down last school year either.
I mean, I think we were prepared for growth, especially in September. You know, we knew those kids were going to be coming before count day, but then they kept coming. And they came in droves.
Now, Michigan Great Lakes Virtual Charter Academy is almost the biggest online school in the state. It has close to 3,000 students. It's nearly twice as many kids as the public school district in Manistee that charters it. And it's really good news for Manistee Area Public Schools. The more students who enroll in the virtual school, the more money the public school gets.
Somebody's going to do it. It might as well be a public school.
This is Andy Huber. He's the principal at Manistee High School.
We might as well partner and take benefit that opportunity for everybody, our students and students across the state.
Manistee schools will get an extra $500,000 from the virtual charter school this year. That's about $300 extra per kid. That money comes from a 3% fee Manistee gets for overseeing the virtual academy. It's pretty standard for charter school authorizers. That $500,000 could cover 8 full-time teachers. It's a lot of money for such a small district. Mostly, though, the extra money just means Manistee doesn't have to make huge budget cuts. Any public school district in Michigan could do what Manistee did. A few other school districts have started their own online charter schools, but none come close to Manistee's. John Chandler used to be Manistee Area Public Schools superintendent. He led the setup.
I think we were in the right place at the right time with the right Board of Education, and to not pat myself on the back, but also with the right superintendent. And it was kind of the perfect storm.
Chandler says demand for online schools is clearly there, but he says solid technology and good local leadership put Manistee's online charter school ahead of the pack. Could other districts repeat their success?
Never say never. You know, it just takes the right situation, and I guess it could be repeated, but I don't see that as being something that's going to happen.
Lucky Manistee. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.